This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More on the dynamics of oil at a time of Russia's war in Ukraine and resulting sanctions. There's news. Iran is selling its barrels at a discount to try to compete with cheaper Russian oil. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Russia is still producing more oil than it can use at home, so it has to sell some. But there aren't many countries willing to buy Russian crude right now.
It's an interesting aspect of the supply and demand problem.
Hugh Daigle teaches petroleum engineering at the University of Texas.
So what ends up happening is when there's an oversupply, you end up selling it at a loss. And that's what we're seeing.
That puts buyers of Russian crude like China and India in the driver's seat because the price is still so low even once they've factored in the risk they're taking by going against global opinion and policy. Abhi Rajendran is research director at Energy Intelligence.
The market sort of arrives at this clearing price or discount where the buyers are willing to take on the risk and take on that volume, and the sellers are willing to sell it.
And with Russia selling at a discount, other sanctioned nations are being forced to follow suit. For instance, many countries, including the United States, have sanctions on Iranian oil. So Eleanor Wald, president of Transversal Consulting, says they're slashing prices too.
Kind of like there's a competition in the black market for oil.
Wald says Iran has been navigating that market for a while.
Iran has had that problem where it's had a lot of its oil sitting in what's called floating storage because it already filled up its storage capacity, and then it's got to offload that oil somewhere.
But now getting rid of that sanctioned oil is tougher because there's a new kid on the block. Again, Hugh Daigle at the University of Texas.
And so if their main competition right now for those barrels is what's coming out of Russia, then they need to be able to match that price competitively. And if that involves dropping the price that they're willing to get for their oil, then that's what they're going to do.
Daigle says Iran could keep cutting prices in order to sell oil because so much of its government's budget depends on petroleum sales. But the country's marginal cost of producing a barrel is so low, the Iranian government can absorb the discounts. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.